I would like to read from Nehemiah chapter 6. Nehemiah chapter 6. I was with someone yesterday who read the first 9 verses of Nehemiah chapter 6, and while he was reading, I just felt the presence and the Spirit of God very strongly, and there was a particular expression that stood out that, like Brother McKinley Wright said, that sometimes he's reading the Bible and a verse will jump out and say, "Preach me, preach me." And I thought about those words yesterday when I heard this person reading from Nehemiah 6, that this particular expression stood out and said, "Preach me." And I feel that God would have us to study this passage of Scripture. Would like to read now, beginning in Nehemiah chapter 6, beginning with verse 1, reading through verse 9. The Word of God says, "Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem and Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, 'Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono.'" I think it's significant that that was the name of the plain that they wanted to meet in, was the plain of Ono. And his response was going to be, "Oh no, I will not come down." So they wanted him to come down to the plain of Ono, but they thought to do me mischief. "And I sent messengers unto them, saying, 'I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you?' Yet they sent unto me 4 times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner." Isn't it wonderful that though the devil might tempt us, and he might come back and keep coming back and coming back, it's wonderful when we feel the strength of God to be able to just resist over and over. So they didn't just come one time. After they had come one time, the Scripture says here, they sent 4 times after this sort. And then the next verse says, in verse 5, "Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me in like manner the 5th time with an open letter in his hand." In other words, they had sent verbal messages. Now they're sending something in writing. Verse 6 says, "Wherein was written, 'It is reported among the heathen, and Gashmu saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king according to these words. And thou also hast appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, There's a king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together.'" What they're doing in the letter is saying, "We're going to tell the king that you're trying to be a king. We're going to tell the king that you are rebelling against the king." Now you remember that the king is the one who had helped Nehemiah go to Jerusalem. So they're putting it in writing, "We're going to give the king a false report. We're going to lie to the king, and then maybe you'll come down to us." Verse 8 says, "Then I sent unto him, saying, 'There are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. For they all made us afraid.'" Now, I do want you to notice verse 9. What is Nehemiah admitting that all of this has done to him and the people? They finally just got weary and they got afraid. So he says in verse 9, this is Nehemiah speaking in verse 9. He says, "For they all made us afraid, saying, 'Their hands shall be weakened from the work that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands.'" I want us to think about that last expression that Nehemiah makes. He says that my hands are weak. They made us afraid when they said that our hands are going to be weakened and we will not finish the work that God has given us to do. And I know, brethren, that there have been many times that the saints of God, the people of God, have become weak and weary and faint in their minds, and they have not finished the work that God gave them to do. But all of us need to be praying every day. You and I, we will not finish the work that God has given us to do unless we are every day doing what Nehemiah did as they attacked him, as the enemy attacked him, and even some of the own children of Israel rose up against Nehemiah and those who were working so hard. The people of God will not keep going unless they're doing what Nehemiah does in the last part of verse 9 when he says, "Oh God, strengthen my hands." You know what will happen if we don't look to God for the strength that we need in the work that we're doing in trying to serve the Lord? We will not be able to continue on. It is not in our strength that we are able to serve the Lord. We don't have the strength, we don't have the power, we don't have the stamina to keep going. You will give up and you cannot serve the Lord faithfully in your life unless you are daily praying as Nehemiah did here, "Oh God, strengthen my hands." You will become weak and weary and faint in your minds unless you're daily asking God, "Help me, Lord, help me, strengthen my hands, or I'm going to fall by the wayside. I cannot keep going." The Word of God tells us that we are to not be weary in well-doing. Do you get weary sometimes in well-doing? Well, the Scripture says that we are not to be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now that clearly is telling us several things, but one is that we don't need to be weak and weary and faint. We don't need to give up. Doesn't matter how much discouragement comes. It doesn't matter how many assaults. It doesn't matter how many attacks. It doesn't matter what is said against the work that you're trying to do to serve the Lord. Don't ever give up. Just keep on going. Physically, spiritually, and emotionally, you need to pray, "God, strengthen my hands. Strengthen me physically." There may be times in our lives that we can't get the help we need from medicine, and I'm not against medicine at all. There may be times that you can't get the physical things that you need to strengthen your body. There may be times that you don't have the food and the clothing and the shelter and other things that you need, but always know that God will provide all that you really need. God will give you the strength that you need. You remember how the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he had a thorn in the flesh. And he was getting weak and weary and faint because of that thorn that he had in the flesh. And he besought the Lord thrice that God would remove that thorn. Now, brethren, was the Apostle Paul a weak man or was the Apostle Paul a strong man? Which one was he? You see, it depends on what you're thinking. When I ask the question, was the Apostle Paul a weak man or was he a strong man? In and of himself, the Apostle Paul was a weak man. Now, he had all kinds of wisdom. He had all kinds of knowledge and understanding. He describes how great he was in the Jews' religion. He talks about his power. He talks about his influence. He talks about his faithfulness to God. But he still knew that without God, he was weak. You know what the Apostle Paul did? He did the same thing that Nehemiah did back there. In Nehemiah chapter 6, when the Word of God says that Nehemiah said, "Oh God, strengthen my hands." The Apostle Paul was the same kind of man who was ever mindful of his own personal weakness and frailty. And without God, you remember how Jesus repeats this statement over and over. He says, "Without me, ye can do nothing." We can't keep going. You will give up. You cannot build the walls. You cannot do the work that God has called you to do. You can't be what you need to be as a parent. You cannot be what you need to be as a parent without God's strength. You cannot be what you need to be as a Christian without God's strength. And so we need to be praying like Nehemiah did, "Oh God, strengthen my hands." And so it is that when Paul had this thorn in the flesh and he prayed for God to strengthen his hands and to lift him up, here's what Jesus said to him. Notice in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, "My grace is sufficient for thee." Do you believe that no matter what happens in your life, that God's grace is sufficient for you? Do you believe that's all you really, really need is God's grace? Do you believe that with God's grace that you can do everything God would have you to do? Do you believe you can finally lay down in death and say, like the Apostle Paul, "I finished my course"? I think that's the most wonderful statement a human being could ever make, is what Paul said, "I finished my course." Just like Nehemiah, when they finished building the wall, he said, "We finished the work that God gave us to do." The Apostle Paul says, "I finished my course. I have kept the faith." Paul had not fainted. He had not given up. His hands were weak and weary and faint many times. This is one of the occasions that Paul was weak, and Jesus speaks to him and says, my grace is sufficient for thee. What did Nehemiah pray? Oh God, strengthen my hands. Oh God, I know that unless you strengthen my hands, I know that I'm going to fail. Was Nehemiah afraid back there in Nehemiah chapter 6? Was he afraid? He wasn't afraid to begin with, but yes, he reached the point after the continuous battering and attacking from within and from without. The continuous attacks got him discouraged and despondent. I don't think there's ever been a great servant of God that hasn't gotten discouraged and despondent and wanted to just lay down and quit. I've talked with several people in the past couple of weeks that wanted to die. They were tired. They were weak. They were weary. They were faint. They wanted to give up. My encouragement to you and to me and to everybody is, pray like Nehemiah prayed. Pray, oh God, I need strength. The strength I need, I can't get from anyone else. The strength I need must come from God. We can help one another. We can pray for one another. But I need to pray, oh God, strengthen my hands. Help me not to give up. Help me not to quit. Help me not to dishonor my God and my Father. Help me not, as many of the disciples of Jesus did. John 6 says they turned back and walked no more with him. It can happen to you and it can happen to me, because you cannot keep going unless God gives you the strength. So God says to Paul, "My strength is sufficient for thee." And then the next statement that he makes to Paul is, "For my strength," this is Jesus speaking to Paul, and Jesus tells Paul, "My strength," that's the strength of God, "my strength is made perfect in weakness." When you are weak, that's when you feel the strength of God more than any other time in your life. And you'll get weak and weary sometime, but don't give up. I had to pray this prayer. I had to pray, "God, strengthen my hands. God, help me. God, help you. God, help us to realize the devil is real. And the devil wants to destroy you, and he wants to destroy your family, and he wants to destroy this church, and he wants to destroy our nation. Quite frankly, I don't see any hope for our nation, but, you know, I'm still going to try." You need to strengthen your heart by going to God, like Paul did right here. Was Paul trying to strengthen churches? Was Paul going all around trying to strengthen churches? Was he trying to build them up? Was he trying to encourage them? Was he also rebuking them? And as all in all this work that Paul was doing, did he need the grace of God? Did he need the strength of God? God did strengthen him. And God gave him the power to stand and be what he ought to be. And without God, Paul could not have done what he did. So Jesus says, "My strength is made perfect in weakness." If you've ever been weak, and I don't care whether you talk about physically, spiritually, or emotionally, If you've ever been weak, if you've ever been to that point that you're ready to throw in the towel and give up, and you'd rather, as Paul said, I have a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. It is far better. I know that. But I'm telling you, Paul also said, it's needful for me to stay here a while. People sometimes, when they get old, they think, I don't have a reason, I don't have a purpose. Or they get sick, they just wonder, do I have any purpose, do I have any reason? I'm telling you, brethren, that every one of you as children of God, you have a purpose and you have a reason. And you need to know that you've got a wall to build. And you've got work to do. And you're going to be opposed, but don't give up. Pray, God, oh God, strengthen my hands. When you're down in the valley, you need to pray. Brethren, I believe that Nehemiah was down in the valley when he said, oh God, strengthen my hands. I believe Paul was down in the valley in this passage in 2 Corinthians 12 when he begins to cry to God. I believe he was down in the valley and Jesus came to him and said, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Listen to what Paul's response is to Jesus' statement there. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, listen to verse 10. The Word of God says that Paul said, well, in the rest of verse 9, after Jesus has said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My strength, that's the strength of God, is made perfect in our weakness. Paul says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Does everybody hear the last thing Paul said? When I am weak, then I am strong. So I would go back to the question I asked you a while ago. Was Paul a weak man or was Paul a strong man? Well, Paul was a weak man. In and of himself, he was a weak man. With God's help, he was a strong man. In some of your jobs, you get weak and weary and faint at work. You have learned step by step by step. In all the opposition, you have learned to pray, oh God, strengthen my hands. Strengthen my hands. And after you do that over and over, all of the opposition, you come to know it's going to happen. And all of the trouble is going to happen. And yet you can always know that the answer is to go to God and say, oh God, strengthen my hands. The Apostle Paul said, therefore, in Philippians 4:13, which you all know by heart, I can do all things by yourself. Can you do it? Can you do it? Listen, brethren, you can't do anything right and good without God's help. But you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Strengthens you. Why? Why do you need Him to strengthen you? Because you don't have enough strength to do the work of the Lord. You can't keep going unless the Lord strengthens you. Therefore, you need to pray every day, God, strengthen me. Oh, God, strengthen my hands. Strengthen me physically. Strengthen me spiritually. Strengthen me emotionally. You remember how David said in Psalm 42 twice, he asked this question twice in Psalm 42. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? You remember that? He talked to himself. He said it again in Psalm 43 one time. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Why are you discouraged, David? That's what he's asking himself. He says, hope in God. What's he saying there? Call on God. Call out like Nehemiah did and say, oh God, strengthen my hands. And by the time you get to the next psalm, he's just praising God for the strength that he gets from the Lord. He says in Psalm 27, listen to David just a moment. Psalm 27, beginning in verse 1, David talks about, again, just like Paul was a man that was a weak man without God's help, but he was a strong man with God's help. David is the same way. Without God's help, David was a weakling. With God's help, he was a strong man. With God's help, he went out against a lion, and he killed the lion that was trying to take his sheep. With God's help, by his own hands, he killed a bear that was trying to take his sheep. With his own hands, with the power of God, he slung that stone and slew that giant. David was a man who had his best friend's daddy, who was the king, King Saul, who hated David and every day was after killing David. Think he ever got tired of King Saul just nipping at his heels all the time? I'm sure he got tired of it. So some of the Psalms express how tired and how weary and weak and faint he was, and yet, you know what he did? He did the same thing Nehemiah did. He said, "Oh God, strengthen my hands. Strengthen my hands." In Psalm 27, listen to how he feels here. He has already been praying for God to strengthen his hands. This is Psalm 27, verse 1. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Could Nehemiah have said these same words back there? Could he have said those same words? "The Lord is my light. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life." Do you realize that? Do you know that? That the Lord is the strength of your life. It's true whether you realize it or know it or not. It's true of everybody here. The Lord is the strength of your life. And you will not go further, much further on. You will not go without God's strength. Did David have enemies? Did he have a lot of enemies? Did Nehemiah have a lot of enemies? Did Paul have a lot of enemies? Did Jesus have a lot of enemies? Verse 2 says, "When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion." Have you ever had God just say, "Come on into this cleft. Come into the cleft of the rock"? That's what he does right here. "In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." He's going to lift me up. Verse 6, he says, "And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." You hear what David is saying in the last part? He says, "God is my strength. The Lord is my light. He is everything to me. And therefore when I go into the house of God, I'm going to lift up my voice and I'm going to praise God and I'm going to sing to the Lord. I'm going to worship God because He's my strength." But even in worshiping God, you can't worship God without His strength. "They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." Therefore, what do we need to pray every day? We need to pray, oh God, strengthen mine hands. Strengthen my hands. Isaiah expresses it this way. Turn in your Bibles very quickly to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. God speaks through Isaiah. God says these things to the children of Israel in Isaiah chapter 40, beginning in verse 27. Isaiah chapter 40, beginning in verse 27. Isaiah is God, really. It's not just Isaiah. God is speaking to Jacob and to Israel, and God is saying to the children of Israel, "You're weak and weary and faint. And I know that you're weak and weary and faint, but you've got a problem. You're not looking to me, the source of your strength." Listen, if you ever give up, if you ever collapse, if you ever don't make it to the end, it's because you failed to do what you're supposed to do. It's because you forgot to do what I'm telling you. It's because you forgot to do what God's Word says. When you get tired, when you don't want to be around people anymore, when you're tired of people, God's saying, "Call me, call me, call me, call me." Isaiah 40, listen to verse 27. God is speaking to Israel. He says, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding." In other words, the children of Israel saying, they were saying, God doesn't know about my troubles. God doesn't care about my... Have you ever felt that way? You ever felt like, I just don't think God cares about me and my troubles? You ever felt that way? Well, that's the way Israel was feeling, and God's saying, God doesn't sleep. God doesn't slumber. God hasn't forgotten about you. Listen now, he says in verse 29, God giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. When you get down that low, that you're fainting and you have no might, God comes and gives you power and gives you strength. Verse 30, he says, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. That is, without God. Verse 30 describes what happens to anybody without God. Verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall renew that. They shall what? I need plugging in. I've got two or three tools at home you've got to plug in a battery to them, a drill and other things like that. You got to plug them in. You can take that drill and take it out and you can work it hard for 3 or 4 hours, and that drill is not going to be worth 10 cents until it what? Until you recharge it, until you renew the strength. And now the scripture says in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, he says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. What does it take? Waiting on the Lord. What does it take? Crying unto the Lord, O God, strengthen my hands. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Don't give up. The Apostle Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 3, and verse 16, he prayed that God would bless the saints at Ephesus and that God would give them the strength that they need. And that's my prayer for each of you this day. I pray that God will give you the strength that you need. We need to pray for one another that God will give us the strength and the grace and the wisdom that you need. Do these little children that are here, do they need the strength of God? You think Malachi and Walker and Katie and Tony and Zach, and you think these little children, you think they need strength from the Lord? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. You think these teenagers need strength? You think they need strength from the Lord? Yes, they do. They need strength from the Lord. You know what you need to be praying for? Strengthen them, O Lord. Strengthen them, O Lord. You need to be working with them. You need to be praying for them. But you also need to be teaching them that they need to be praying, O God, strengthen my hands. May God help us, is my prayer for Christ's sake.